It was a story of miraculous heroism among a story of deep tragedy. A wall of water cut loose from a breached dam that was about to swamp Johnstown, Pennsylvania. As a tidal wave thundered down the valley, one locomotive engineer braved the swell to warn people of the impending danger. It's this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
On May 31, 1889, the South Fork Dam collapsed, sending a wall of water thundering toward Johnstown, Pennsylvania, 15 miles downstream. Gregory Zaborowski says there was little people could do, except for a man named John Hess.
He was out with a work crew, and they were repairing the track. John Hess heard something coming down the valley. He figured the only thing it must be that dam broke. He yelled to his men to run. He told them to scurry up the hillside.
But Hess didn't heed the advice he had just given. He was going to use his locomotive to warn people. So with a mission that might very well cost his life, John Hess began a race fitting of a blockbuster action movie.
He takes this train and he puts it in reverse. This wall of water is chasing John Hess's train, and he's afraid that he's not going to make it. He doesn't see the water, he just hears it. But it's getting louder and louder and louder, so he knows it's getting closer and closer.
Just 2 miles out of town, Hess didn't know how close the thundering water was to him, so he decided to do something else to warn the small town that was now coming into view.
He takes the whistle on his train, he ties the whistle down. Well, back in 1889, if you heard a whistle from a train blowing continuously without a break, everyone knew that that was the universal sound for danger. And if you can picture this, a train going in reverse as fast as it can go, a whistle blowing, and this wall of water chasing his train.
Many heard the whistle and were saved. Hess survived, as well as his family, but over 2,000 would perish. More next time as we travel the countryside in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew McRae.